நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஸோ டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டிஸ்கஸ் Text 1 to 3 of chapter 16. So you all can repeat after me. I think this 1 to 3 will go on for a few more days, because the purport is quite long and we can have very nice and useful discussion each day on this 26 qualities. Okay, I will read, you can kindly repeat after me. Abhayam சத்வசம்சிவத்தேர் ஞானயோக வ்யவஸ்திதிஹ தானம் தமஸ்ச யஜ்ஞஸ்ச ஸ்வார்த்தாயஸ்தபார்ஜவம் அஹிம்சா சத்யமக்ரோதா தியாகாந்திரபேஷுனம் தயாபூதேஷ்வலோலுப்த்வம் மார்தவம் ஷீரசாபலம் தேஜக்ஷமாத்ருதிஷௌசம் க்ஷமாத்ருதிஷௌசம் அத்ரோஹோ நாதி மானிதா பவந்தி சம்பதம் தெய்வீம் அபிஜாதஸ்ய பாரதா. So we go ahead with this or we will read or we can read. பகவான் உவாஜா அவயம் சத்வ சம்சுத்தே தியான யோக வ்யவஸ்திதி தானம் தமஸ்ச யஜ்ஞஸ்ச ஸ்வாத்யாய ஸ்தப ஆர்ஜவம் அஹிம்சா சத்யம் ஒன் மோர் கேன் யூ கேன் ரீட் யா அஹிம்சா சத்யம் அக்ரோதாத் தியாக சாந்திரபேஷணம் தயாபூதேஷலோலுப்தம் மார்தவம் வீரசாபலம். ஓ சாரி, அபிஜாதஸ்ய பாரத. மதஜிஸ் கேன் ஆல்சோ ரிபீட் தி சேம் திங் ஒன் ஸ்லோக ஈச் இஃப் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள்.
சத்வசம்சுத்தேர் ஞானயோக வ்யவஸ்திதிஹ தானம் தமஸ்ய யஜ்ஞஸ்ய ஸ்வாத்யாய ஸ்தப ஆர்ஜவம் அஹிம்சா சத்யம் அக்ரோத தியாகாந்திரபேஷணம் தயாபூதேஷ்வலோலுப்த்வம் மார்தவம் ஹீரசாபலம் தேஜக்ஷமாத்ருதி ரோசமத்ரோஹோ நாதி மானிதா பவந்தி சம்பதம் தேவீம் Abhijatasya Bharata.
So I will read, you can repeat after me. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Abhayam, fearlessness, Sattva Samshuddhihi, purification of one's existence, Jnana, in knowledge, Yoga, of linking up, Vyavasthitihi, the situation, Dhanam, charity, Dhamma, controlling the mind, Cha, and Yajnaha, performance of sacrifice, Cha, and Swadhyaya, study of Vedic literature, Tapa, austerity, Arjavam, simplicity, Ahimsa, non-violence, Satyam, truthfulness, Akrodha, freedom from anger, Tyaga, renunciation, Shantihi, tranquility, Apesanam, aversion to fault finding, Daya, mercy, Bhuteshu, towards all living entities, Alo Luptam, freedom from greed, Mardhavam, gentleness, free, modesty, Achapalam, determination, Teja, vigor, Kshama, forgiveness, Dhritihi, fortitude, Saucham, cleanliness, Adroho, freedom from envy, Na, not, Ati Mananita, expectation of honor, Bhavanti, or Sampadam, the qualities, Daivim, the transcendental nature, Abhijatasya, one of who is born of, one who is born of, Bharata, the son of Bharata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from the passion for anger. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. I think yesterday we have discussed up to three paragraphs. Today we will be discussing the fourth and fifth paragraph. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. So the third paragraph, I will just read, you can see. Fourth and fifth paragraph. In Varnashrama, institution of sannyasi, or the person who is in the renounced order of life, is considered to be the head or the spiritual master of all social statuses and orders. A Brahmana is considered to be the spiritual master of the three other sections of the society, namely the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Shudras. But a sannyasi who is on the top of the institution is considered to be the spiritual master of the Brahmanas also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness, because A sannyasi has to be alone without any support or guarantee of support. He has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one thinks, after I leave my connections, who will protect me? He should not accept the renounced order of life. One must be fully convinced that Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his localized aspect as Paramatma is always within. That he is seeing everything and he knows, he always knows what one intends to do. One must thus have firm conviction that Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered to him. I shall never be alone, one should think. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna and he will give me all protection. That conviction is called abhayam, fearlessness. This statement of mind is necessary for a person in the renounced order of life. Then he has to purify his existence. There are so many rules and regulations to be followed in the renounced order of life. Most important of all, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. They were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women as a class, but it is a stricture imposed on a sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relationship with women and position of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women. Although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls, he strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyasi order of life in connection with the association of with women. One of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridasa, was associated with Lord Chaitanya along with his other confidential personal associates. But somehow or the other, this Chota Haridas looked lustily on a young woman, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he at once rejected him from the society of his personal associates. Lord Chaitanya said, "For a sannyasi or anyone who is aspiring to get out of the clutches of material nature and trying to elevate himself to the spiritual nature and go back home, back to Godhead, for him, looking toward material positions and women for sense gratification, not even enjoying them, just looking towards them with such a propensity, is so condemned that he had better commit suicide before experiencing such illicit desires." So these are the process for purification. So remaining we will discuss in the subsequent classes. Om Agnanatimirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Kyakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vinchanscha హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే సో వెల్కమ్ ఫర్ దిస్ క్లాస్ టుడే వీ ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 1-3 పేర్ ఆఫ్ 4-5 The divine nature is described here with these 26 qualities which we have just read now. The most important one is the fearlessness. Actually, these transcendental qualities are required for any human being for progressing spiritually from the material world so that he is liberated. Actually, why we should discuss all these transcendental qualities? These are for divine nature. Unless we try to understand and try to implement in our life, we cannot progress spiritually towards the liberation. The only way is to follow all this. The sannyasi is considered to be the spiritual master of all the social statuses and orders. Similarly, a brahmana is the spiritual master of the three sections, that is Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. But the sannyasi, any sannyasi is considered to be the head of even Brahmanas also. So he is the spiritual master for Brahmana, that means the whole society is under the sannyasi. That's why the qualifications of sannyasi is very very strict, and Mahaprabhu has shown how an ideal sannyasi should be by his own example. The first qualification for sannyasi is fearlessness. He has to be alone, so he has to totally depend on the mercy of Krishna. He looks apparently alone, but he is not alone. He shall never be alone, rather, because Krishna is accompanying and he will give protection. Once this sort of the feeling, deep feeling is imbibed, one practices this, then the fearlessness is practiced. We are not sannyasis, then why we should know the qualities of sannyasis? This is what the immediate question arises, those who are not sannyasis, or because we have to follow the representatives of Krishna. Sannyasis are the head of the whole spiritual society, so they are the true representative of Krishna. In 10:31-33 of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Ishwaranam vacha satyam tateva charitam kvachet tesham yatsuvacho yuktam buddhi mamstat samacharet. The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with these statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions. This is what Bhagavatam advises us, that we have to follow these instructions given by the sannyasi without hesitating, because they are the servants, Lord's empowered servants, Krishna's empowered, they have been empowered to give advice, to give the instructions. So we have to take, and anybody who is intelligent, the person who is intelligent will have to carry out their instructions. That is how the sannyasis of ISKCON follow and work as directed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we see our parampara, all the acharyas, they follow the examples given by Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict towards the women, even though he is considered as the most merciful avatar in the Kali Yuga, but still he strictly followed the rules of sannyas, so he always took care not to get association with any of the women closely. Actually, who has created the fear? This one will come, whether it is on its own it is there, or with every atma it is there. Who has created this doubt? Many times it comes, so Krishna makes it very clear in 10.4 and 10.5. Buddhir jnanam asam moha kshama satyam damas samaha sukham dukham bhavo bhavo bhayam cha bhayam eva cha bhayam cha bhayam eva cha ahimsa samata tushti tapodanam yasho esha bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva pradagvidaha. These are matta eva, from me only these have been created, these have come from me only. There is a very deep and serious meaning in it. These intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt and delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of senses, control of mind, happiness, distress, birth or death, fear, fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, all these qualities of living being are created by me. And Krishna adds, alone. If you think by me, maybe by me, and then maybe. So it implies that any other demigods or Brahma is not creating these. These are created by Krishna directly, by me alone. So sometimes Brahma is also under delusion. He forgets. He may also lose control of senses. There are many instances and stories. We can refer to Bhagavatam where Brahma suddenly gets himself into trouble. So he is not the person who has created all this. These have been created by Krishna. Krishna only. Krishna says by adding alone, me alone. This is what we have to be very clear. These are the qualities which have been created by Krishna. Chota Haridas was a very good singer in the close associates of Mahaprabhu. But he went out for begging as usual to get the grains and other things for preparing prasadam and then offering to Mahaprabhu, taking all that. So as sannyasis, all these people, they go out to house and beg for the grains and they come back. Chota Haridas was once, he looked with lust at a woman who gave the rice, very nice rice. He brings the rice back to the ashram and they cook nicely and they feel, oh, this is very, very nice. The rice quality is very nice. But after taking prasadam, Mahaprabhu could understand there is something wrong. He could immediately grasp that this man who brought has committed an offense. So next day he says, Chota Haridas should not enter. Then everyone thinks, what happened? What is the problem? Then Mahaprabhu, when rejected Chota Haridas, all other people together, they come and say, what is the problem? Then he said, Mahaprabhu says, he had looked at a woman, he wanted to have close association of a woman, which is not actually required, which should not be done by a sannyasi. Then he had no other way. He was on fasting for 3 days. Afterwards also Mahaprabhu said, no question of entering. So Mahaprabhu, as he rejected him, he had no other option than punishing himself. So he commits suicide and dies. But he takes the form of Gandharva and comes back to Mahaprabhu and starts singing nicely. Mahaprabhu accepts that. That way he was forgiven. Actually, when Lord assumes a human-like body, He is doing all this only to show mercy. In Bhagavatam 10:33-36, the same thing is explained. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astitaha bhajate tadrishi krida yashrutva tat paro bhavet. When the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to His devotees, He engages in such pastimes because these will attract those who hear to become dedicated to Him. To make the devotees, the human beings will get attracted to very nice episodes, pastimes of Krishna. So, Krishna does all these pastimes so that they are attracted, and these fellows are suffering. They are suffering in this material world, knowingly, unknowingly. Some people are unknowingly suffering, some people are knowingly. They know everything, but still under the influence of Maya, they can't come out. I know this is not right, but still I don't know how I am committing all these offenses, blunders. I don't know. There is something inside me which is making me to commit all this. Arjuna says in 3.36, Atakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushaha anichinnapi varneya baladiva niyojitaha. Without my willingness, somehow I am forced to commit mistake. A person, a man, without his willingness, he is forced to commit some mistakes. What is this, Krishna? Krishna replies, Bhagavan vacha. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhavaha. This is nothing but your own kama, your own desires, lusty desires which have been accumulated over the period of our lives. Not only this, whatever thousands and thousands of our lives, whatever the desires which have been accumulated, from those desires, your own desires, you make yourself forget about the reactions and you commit them. So you try to control all this particularly kama. Krishna repeatedly says that. So that's what people who suffer knowingly and unknowingly, like all the jivas, they don't know. They eat, mate, sleep and die. They again the same thing, eat, mate, sleep, defend, die. They are under the cycle. But to make them understand, when the human beings can understand, to make them come back to Godhead, Krishna does all the pastimes. That is the only reason. In the Antya Leela, the whole episode is explained, and we will see how the Chota Haridas had been given the punishment, and then the consequences of that, the series. From Antya Leela, chapter 2, 162 to 171, actually these are described. I will just try to read so that we can comprehend. These are very, very interesting and important. Varshantera Shivananda Sabha Bhaktalaya Prabhu Rami Leela Gasi Anandita Gaya. At the end of the year, Shivananda Sena came to Jagannath Puri as usual, accompanied by other devotees, and thus, in great happiness, met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridasa Kaha Yadi Srinivasa Puchila Swakarma Fala Bhukta Puman Prabhu Uttara Leela. When Srivas Thakur inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is Junior Haridasa? The Lord replied, a person is sure to achieve the results of his fruitive activities in very cryptic language. Tabe Srivasatare Vritanaka Hila Yaiche sankalpa, yaiche triveni praveshila. Then Srivast Thakur related the details of Haridas' decision and his entering the waters at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna, that is Triveni, Prayaga. So he explains to all the devotees, when he brought the 300, 400 devotees from Mayapur, he brings them every time for the annual function to meet Mahaprabhu, and they all will have the party chanting and dancing. So when Srivas came, Srivas Thakur inquires, where is Chota Haridas? Then Mahaprabhu replied. So then what happens? Suni Prabhu hasi kahe suprasanna chitta prakriti darshana kaile yehi pashyat chitta. When Srivas, actually he explained, Srivas Thakur explained, related the details of Haridas' decision and his entering in Prayag. So he explains all that, oh, now I remember. He knows, actually, the question he asked, he knows the answer, but still he wanted to confirm from Mahaprabhu. He wanted to inquire. So then he explains, this man died there by committing suicide and all that. Then Mahaprabhu smiles after hearing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these details, he smiled in a pleasant mood, pleased mood, and said, if with sensual intentions one looks at women, this is the only process of atonement. Then Swarupadi Milita Bevi Chara Karilila Triveni Prabhava Haridasa Prabhupada Paila. Then all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar concluded that because Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the rivers Ganga and Yamuna, he must have ultimately attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are most important. Yehi mata lila kare sachiranandana yaha suni bhakta ganera yudaya karnamana. In this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of mother of Sachi, performs his pastimes which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of pure devotees who hear about them. When these are heard, the pure devotees are satisfied and feel happy. Apana karunya loke vairagya shikshana swabhaktera gadha anuraga prakriti karana. This incident manifests the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teaching that a sannyasi should remain in the renounced order and deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. So they should always remain in the renounced order. This is the teaching, this is the learning which he wanted to teach. Thite Ramahima Nija Bhakte Atmasat Ekalaya Kare Prabhu Karya Panchasata. It also demonstrates the glories of holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotees. Thus the Lord fulfilled 5 or 7 purposes by performing one pastime. Madhura Chaitanya Leela Samudra Gambhira Loke Nahi Bhuje Bhuje Yehi Bhakta Dheera. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like nectar and they are deep like the ocean. People in general can't understand them, but a sober devotee can understand. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leelas and pastimes we should hear with faith and confidence. Vishwasa kariya suna chaitanya charita tarka na kariha tarkeha bevi parita. Please hear the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Don't argue, because arguments will produce a contrary result. this is what we understand from in brief from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So further adding to that, the Srimad Bhagavatam also clearly indicates us that we should never imitate. In 10:33:30 of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, one who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of the ruling personalities, even mentally. Whether we do it physically or not, even mentally, one should never imitate. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not a Rudra would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. I mean, the Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, each sloka, each text make us understand and think day and night. So we should try to comprehend this. One who is not a controller should never imitate the behavior of the ruling personalities, even mentally. Chota Haridas and Haridas, Sri Namacharya Haridas should not be confused. Namacharya Haridas was a very great saint, very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was doing 3 lakh, taking the names of Hari. That means almost 88 to 90 malas every day. Actually, Haridas belonged to a Muslim family. This Srila Haridas Thakur. We should know the difference. That's why I thought we should discuss about Haridas and how fearless he was. He belonged to a Muslim community, and then right from the beginning of his life, beginning of his birth, from the childhood, he was attracted to Krishna's name, and he was taking the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very seriously by chanting and dancing. He becomes very close associates. As he becomes close, the Muslims, they become angry. They became very angry and they said, you belong to our community, Muslim community, and you are taking Harinam. You are doing big great offense. You should be punished. So they take him to their king. King sees, and as usual, they tell so many stories that he had gone out of Muslim community and he is doing all this. So he should be punished. Then he gives the punishment that at 22 marketplaces he should be beaten. He should be given whipping. Beaten. So he was taken to so many places and he was being beaten. With all the beating, he was always remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And with his intense prayers, he was not feeling any pain of the any sort of beatings. Then these fellows were so much tired of beating him and giving the whips and all that. Then they pray to him, you see, if you don't, die, then the king will kill us that we have not beaten you properly. You tell us what we have to do. Haridas says, you don't worry. I will be in my trance. You do whatever you do. It doesn't affect me. No problem. So he goes into Samadhi, taking Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and these fellows think that this fellow has died. And they take him to the king and show, oh, this fellow Haridas is dead. Then the king says, take this Haridas and throw him in Ganges. They throw him in Ganga. The moment he was thrown, Haridas comes out with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra happily and comes back and he continues his Nama Japa. And that is the great character of Srila Haridas Thakur. He was once tested by the prostitute, tried to get under her influence. After 2-3 days of his association and staying and listening to the Maha Mantra being chanted by Haridas Thakur, she herself changes and falls at the feet of Haridas and says, I am sorry. I have committed a blunder. I am very, very sorry. I tried to attractive. I wanted your association, bodily association. I am very sorry. I made a mistake. And Haridas excuses. That is another greatness, because all the villagers, they try to find out some defect in Haridas and try to do some bad propaganda against Mahaprabhu and all that. So Haridas Thakur, with his greatness, he changes the prostitute and he tells all the villagers that I have been forced by these people. They have given money. They wanted me to commit an offense. And now I could understand the purity of Haridas. And now I am with him doing the Harinam Japa. So I am in the association of the devotees. Now I am no more with you all wicked people. She rejects them and comes to the line of devotion. So the honoring of Haridas and his body, actually it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita 11th, Antya Leela chapter 11 gives the description. Haridas Thakur's body was brought in procession from Bakula, Siddha Bakula, personally by carrying, by personally Prabhu, Mahaprabhu carrying the body. When he, at the last moment, looking at the eyes of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he leaves the body. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the body in his hand, in his own hands, and travels to the beach where they do the final rites. So, Mahaprabhu himself washes his feet, washes the body with the water of the sea and performs the last rites by putting the sand, sandalwood, everything in his own, with his own hands. And that is the greatness of Haridas Thakur. If we stick to the principle of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, then by the grace of Srila Haridas Thakur, we may be saved from the allurement of women, and we can say Maya. However, if we are not very strict in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we may at any time fall victim. We can see the Samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur opposite our ISKCON temple there in Puri. It is situated in Puri. So, the Haridas Srila Haridas Thakur, he was so fearless. Even though he came out from the Muslim community, he was bold to adhere in spite of the challenges, in spite of the punishment, in spite of bad treatment by the whole community. But he at the end gained everything. He achieved what is required, the aim of the human life, reaching abode. So the 26 qualities of divine nature will be present in the true representative of Krishna. And fearlessness is the first quality of a sannyasi. The Chota Haridas episode reveals that if we don't control our attraction to other sex, we are bound to lose the mercy of our acharyas, and subsequently we are bound to fall down. Srila Haridas' determination, Haridas Thakur's determination, should inspire us to become serious in the practice of Krishna consciousness. The pastimes of Krishna is only for attracting the human beings towards him, towards Krishna, so that these human beings who are attracted to Krishna will get the liberation. So, seeing all the acharyas, our great paramparas, actions, but we should never imitate them. We should not imitate. We don't have anything in our heart, but we try to show to the world as if we are doing just like our paramacharyas. No, never imitate, but learn to follow. We have to follow them. We have to follow with our heart, mind together. So this is what we can conclude from today's purport and lectures, what we have discussed. If you have some questions, please ask so that we can discuss some more and I can get more knowledge from you all. Please. Kindly take the mic so that we can clearly hear. This is a very nice example how a person, when we are seeing getting association or with the woman. Now the old woman, she wanted to see Lord Jagannath in the Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu was standing there and he was taking darshan of Jagannath, and the old lady, she wanted to take the darshan. What she does, you know, she climbs over the shoulder of Mahaprabhu and then she sees. Mahaprabhu says, no, all others they object, hey, what is this going on, stop this lady. They want to catch and throw her down. They say, Mahaprabhu says, no. You see, the mind, the purity, pure mind, that is important. Very nice, Prabhu, very good example. Prabhu.
Right. Prabhu, just like you said, sannyasi should be alone and he is never alone, Krishna is always with
him. Yes.
So Prabhupada also, he said, I am never alone, Krishna is with him.
Yeah.
And sometimes we see now there are so many disciples of sannyasis. So sannyasi is never alone, right? Whether Krishna is them or with the disciples are always with him. So Krishna has arranged for him to give disciples and to take care of the sannyasi, what are the requirements, what are the necessity of sannyasi, the disciples and other, they fill up their desires of the sannyasi, whatever is requirement is it. So Krishna has been arranging for each and everyone that how everyone should be taken care of. So this is the point I believe.
Yeah. Now, initially it looks the sannyasi is alone. We should not be afraid that if I take sannyasi or if I become a sannyas, oh, nobody will be there to take care of me. No, Krishna is always with you, and Krishna makes the arrangement as deserved, as per the deserved and as deserved. If we are really deserving, Krishna will do anything. Krishna himself will come to help. Krishna himself will come. He will send his representatives. Very nice, Prabhu. He will never be alone. Krishna will definitely take care of the true sannyasis and he will give. At the same time, those who are doing action, only actions, and they are also equally punished. He may give more wealth, more of what his inside desires, and one day or the other, whole thing will come out. We are seeing episode by episode here in India, the people who do drama in front of all the people as if they are very great devotees or sannyasi, and in the night they watch movies and with the association of so many ladies or raping, and although one day or the other it will come out and they are behind the boss now, behind the boss enjoying the jail life, whatever it is. So one day or the other they will be punished. Without any doubt, there is no doubt about this.
God says he is the cause of all causes. So he shows the person that you are a very saintly person, and he shows the public is a very saintly person.
Yeah.
And behind the, whatever the activities is doing, that is also Krishna is giving them. I am giving remembrance, forgetfulness, knowledge, and other things, whatever Lord is giving them. So this kind of demonic act somebody is doing, so Lord is, he wants to have demonic, so he allows him to listen.
Right.
And one day he is caught and he is punished.
Yeah. Because somebody wants freedom. Suppose somebody wants freedom without his parents. Oh, these parents, my mother catches, my father says not to do this, not to do that, do that. I don't want father and mother. Right from the beginning, I want to enjoy. Okay, take the life of snake. The moment it comes out of the egg, take the life of any lizard, all these crawling, those which come out of the egg. It's not that parents are there. If you take little advance like monkeys, at least the mother is there, we will catch. No, don't go. He will bite. It bites and keeps the baby monkey with him. Don't go. He will be, they will beat you. They will kill you. So, as per the desires. Similarly, the person who is acting as if he is a saint, but inside he has got the desires. These bad desires are coming not in this life. It is coming from thousands and thousands of our previous lives, in his previous lives. So, he wanted that. Okay, you do that. You do. You get more and more fame outside, and more wealth, and more enjoyment. One day, he has to suffer. He has to suffer. He has to suffer. That is very nice, very good point. Any questions and addition of points will be, it will be nice. Yeah. Mataji, what? Hare Krishna.
A true sannyasi should avoid women. Not only young women. Example is Sukadeva Goswami. He was 16 years in his mother's home and left fast. Because a woman are always resisting material. That's why sannyasi should avoid even if mother.
Yeah, all our Acharya Parampara from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they are all very strong. Mataji wanted to. Very strong sannyasis, Naishtika, never married and right from the brahmachari life and then sannyasam. Yes, Mataji. Yeah. This even before our other acharyas, when we see a lot of them are married, but even though the actually Prabhupada in many cases he explained there are so many atmas waiting to take the birth of human, so they are waiting for the purpose of giving a chance for all these souls to take the birth of human and get themselves elevated in Krishna consciousness so that they can go back to Godhead. We have to have the children. So, not for the sense enjoyment, not for sense gratification. If it is exclusively for sense gratification or inclusively sense gratification, then, he will have his own reaction. But if it is only for the purpose of producing the children with Krishna consciousness, making them Krishna consciousness, then, yes, the life is required, the sex life is required as a grihastha.
You made the point that these divine qualities will manifest in the pure devotee. So, can you comment on the balance between us, for us, how much we should just try and do devotional service and how much we should try and develop some divine qualities?
Yeah. Now, developing divine qualities, I think there are a series of discussions and lectures of Prabhupada. These divine qualities, if I want to develop, it won't come. Chant offenselessly. Follow the rules. Once we start chanting offenselessly, all the qualities will be developed in the devotee. They will come automatically. If by chance, if I am not getting some qualities, it indicates that unfortunately my chanting is not offenseless. I am committing many offenses. So I have to check myself and try to come out of these offenses so that offenseless chanting will take place. Once offenseless chanting is there, Krishna will take care of everything, purifying, washing, whatever wants to clean the heart, He will take care. That surrendering, total surrender. Once this total surrendering comes, we start chanting offenselessly.
But to avoid offenses, we have to develop some qualities of
I immediately get the point again, chanting without offenses. Once we start chanting and chanting without offenses, we need not ask Krishna. Krishna knows this fellow has got so much of impurity, so much of garbage in the heart, so much of garbage in the mind. So that has to be removed. So Krishna will make such circumstances that he will undergo either punishment or whatever it is. Then he will realize, yes, this is what is the result of my actions only. So I must correct myself. I should not repeat, at least in future. Krishna gives the knowledge. Yes, this is due to what you have done. Now you have been given this sort of punishment, you have been insulted. You have insulted hundreds of people. Now you are insulted only once. You realize, at least in future, don't insult. Realize this. Insulting the devotees or doing the ninda, trying to blaspheme finding the faults of devotees. That reactions, he will get it back. But the steadiness in chanting, if we are serious in chanting, everything will come automatically. It is ultimately Syat Krishna Nama Charita Disita Pya Vidya Pito Pataptarasanasya Narochikanu. We have the disease, jaundice. The disease of jaundice is material attachment. We have so many attachments, material attachments, all these things will come, trying to find the fault. I like him, I don't like him. All this, mainly with the attachment. I want to get this, so because I want to get this, I don't require him. Because I want to get this, this man is coming in my way. I don't like him, I hate him. I mean, all these things, with the material attachments. So these attachments will go as we come back to Hare Krishna Mahamantra only. Hare Krishna Mahamantra will remove the attachments and make the person pure. One by one, all attachments will be cut. 100% guarantee. Proven for the past 500 years. This process. Yeah, please, kindly.
You said the sentence.
Yeah. No. I can hear. All can hear. Yeah. Those who are hearing over the radio, you can keep. Yeah.
You said the sannyasi. Krishna was with the sannyasis. But we female, maybe not sannyasis, but I feel Krishna is with us all the time.
Right? Actually, when we see the introduction, I understand your point. When we see the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, one word is used, Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi means I am body, thinking that I am this body, I am this body, I am female, I am so and so, I am male, I am whatever it is, I am. This is the first step for coming out of material attachment, is to know that we are not the deha, we are not the body, we are atma. Krishna has given this body whatever I deserved, and this body is now. I had hundreds, thousands, crores of bodies, and this lady body, gent body, whatever, male, female, this is the body. So this thinking, we should come out of this. This is the first step in the spiritual thing.
But then, now you are saying this, but in all these books,
the person who sees
a...
Yeah. when the person is looking at somebody with a view, the moment he has seen, he is under the Dehatma Buddhi only. He is looking somebody with that particular feeling, that he, she. The moment is, when he says, everyone should be looked as equal, whether Pandita Samadarshinaha.
That's my point.
Whether it is. No, the thing is, the person who is having the lusty feeling. Chota Haridas had the lusty feeling, he looked at the woman with lust. Immediately Mahaprabhu rejected. The woman came with the intention of seeing Jagannath and she climbed over Mahaprabhu. She was sitting, lady is sitting on Mahaprabhu. Imagine. If somebody says, lady was sitting on Mahaprabhu, oh, what are you talking? Mahaprabhu keeps the ladies away. You are talking something nonsense. No, ladies, oh, what sort of thing it is? We should see. I think very nicely Prabhu has explained, our Prabhu here, he reminded this point, that lady, is she, that old lady, in the anxiety to see Jagannath, her only intention is something, whether Mahaprabhu or stool or some platform. She wanted to climb as a platform. Now you see the difference. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, no problem. What are you saying? No problem. You use me as a platform. So the mind, that Dehatma Buddhi, thinking that a person is with that bodily concept, the once we are out of the bodily concepts, our things will be more clearer. So that Pandita Samadarshinaha. What is that sloka? I am not
yet.
Vidya Vinaya Sampanye. So whether it is he sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna everywhere. And he doesn't find any difference between them. There is no problem. So I think this thing we have to keep. Yes, Prabhu.
Just like Bhagavatam. Palad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and this same name, reading assistant of Pitasu, fighting with Indra. So, being a demon, also Indra, Pitasu, he can understand that she wants to go back home, back to Godhead. So, he is asking Indra to fight, although Indra, his thought is losing.
Pitasu,
He is encouraging him. So, Indra was very much surprised to see that how this demon is reaching him. So this is the how, because of his past life, he was cursed by Parvati to become Pitasu. So this thing was there, and he thought that Vishnu has given you power, and through Vishnu you should kill me. So this is the how we can understand that demons also can remember Lord, and also just Prahlad Maharaj was the son of demon, and Kali Maharaj was the son of demon. How they came in the remembrance of Lord. So similarly, when we hear these things and things about whatever Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, if we associate, then naturally this association will give us quality to chant properly and
Correct. Correct. Association of devotees will definitely change the person's mentality. Yes, Prabhu. Any more? Oh, Prabhu. Kindly, Prabhu. Please. Prabhu, Hare Krishna. When devotee takes one step towards Krishna, Krishna comes down to help him 10 steps. That is very, very good statement you have made. This we have to remind ourselves, that we have to take one step towards Krishna. Krishna will definitely help us by coming down or taking 10 steps towards us. That is very nice. Any other questions, Mataji? So thank you very much. If you don't have any other questions, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.